In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. This summer, someone made a comment to me that it's weird to think we were all babies once. Probably because I was holding a baby at the time, and obviously I have been consumed with baby life as of late, it hit me that, yeah, it really is kind of weird. It's weird to think that at one point in time we were all helpless little babies. You, me, your parents, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump even. At one point we all needed someone to feed us around the clock and hold our bobbling heads up. We couldn't even burp on our own without a good pat on the back. And today, as we celebrate Mary, who was the mother of Jesus, we're reminded that Jesus, the Savior of the world, was also a baby. It's mind-blowing to think that the God we worship, who is known as the all-powerful, all-knowing, and ever-present being, was also known as a helpless infant, needing to be nursed, cared for, and loved by a mother and father. By coming to earth as a baby, God chose to rely on humans in the most extreme way. God relied on Mary to take care of herself in pregnancy and to meet Jesus' needs as a child. He relied on Joseph to provide for them. And as far as we know, God didn't intervene and make their path easier because of it. The story of Jesus' birth seems to be enough proof of that. For Jesus' story to come together as it did, God needed Mary and Joseph. Now, to clarify, it's not the type of need where God was lacking in some way, or that Mary and Joseph could do something that God was incapable of doing God's self. But relying on humans is how God has chosen to go about redemption and bringing God's kingdom to earth. Thinking about what it means for God to need us, I thought that it's kind of like how my Aunt Judy would involve my brother and me in tasks when we were kids. She would watch us when my parents went on vacation, and when they went away, she said she had all of these tasks that she needed us to do. She needed us to help choreograph a song for the school choir she taught. She needed us to make posters and bake treats for my parents' return. She needed us to officiate a memorial service for one of her dogs who had died. She asked us to do these tasks with such conviction that I really thought at the time she couldn't do them herself. Looking back, though, of course, I know my aunt didn't need us to do anything. She knew how to put motions to songs and make posters and bake treats, and she probably could have figured out the dog funeral, too. She didn't need us in the sense that she was incapable, and it was probably a lot more work involving us. But she knew that giving us a meaningful task was important and would be more worthwhile in the long run than if she simply did it all herself. And she was right. I mean, how much better was it for my parents that they had a welcome party totally put on by their kids? And how much more interesting was the dog funeral with a 7 and a 2-year-old officiating? My aunt knew the end result would be better if we had a stake in things, and that my brother and I would benefit from being involved. God also operates this way. Everything God wants to do on earth, God could do just fine without us. But instead, God has chosen to rely on us to bring those things into being. God does this because, like my aunt, God knows we gain something from the process. We learn from being involved. We care more, and we appreciate it more when we have a stake in the outcome. And the outcome just might be more interesting, too. Additionally, God works in this way because God has given us free will. God wants the decision to love or to do good to be our choice. And God isn't going to come in and override our will because of it. God speaks to us. Christ will give us an example to follow. And the Holy Spirit will nudge us in a certain direction. But we have to be aware enough to sense that something is going on in the first place, and then to do something about it. If no one says yes, it very well might not happen. Our readings today suggest to us that there is so much that God wants to do in our world. Mary's song tells of how God wants to lift up the lowly and feed the hungry and expose the greedy and the corrupt. The Galatians reading talks about how through Christ we have been made children of God. And like a good parent, God wants to comfort us and help us when we are in need and tell us we're doing a good job and give us hope when we feel discouraged. Just as with the incarnation, though, God needs us to make these things happen. God's counting on us to comfort people around us who are sick, console those who experience loss. Tell people that they're doing a good job and show them that their lives matter. God's counting on us to feed those who are hungry and speak up for the poor and the oppressed and see to it that all of God's children are getting a share in the gifts of creation. God wants these things to happen, but for them to become a reality, God needs us. Mary and Joseph represent people who cooperated with God's plan. But we have to remember that they had a genuine choice in the matter. They could have said no. And who knows, Mary might not have been the first person that the angel came to. It's hard to imagine what the world would be like if she didn't say yes, or if no one said yes. Mary and Joseph had a choice. My brother and I had a choice in helping our Aunt Judy, and we also have a choice today. As we celebrate the feast of St. Mary the Virgin, may we have her willing spirit and be people that God can depend on. Amen.